Hi, listeners. Welcome back to Motivate, the Motivation and Inspiration Podcast. I'm your host, Dahi D, and today's guest is Ed Milet asking the question, do you really believe in yourself? I chose this episode because it's so easy to get wrapped up in the idea of something. Like, yeah, I think I believe in myself. I think I believe in something. I think. Well, I'm here to say that you need to shift your mindset and know that you believe in yourself. You need to know that you believe in these things. It's not enough to just think about something. It's not enough to sit there and think you can do something. You have to know you can do something. You have to know that you put in enough work, that you did all the late nights and the long hours, studying all the material, doing the extra grunt work, or anything else that would make you believe and know that you have the qualifications to get the job done. So stop lying to yourself saying you believe you can do something and put in the work so that you know you can do something. That's it for me today. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoy today's episode.
All right, cool. I want to talk about you though. We got 1 hour. We're going to max out this hour. I want this hour to change your life. I want you to never forget it because I want to help you. The reason I want to help you is I am you. I started out in door-to-door sales by mistake, but I did, and it changed my life. I admire what you're doing. I want you to understand that. I know what you're doing. I did it for years. You can track back a $500 million net worth for me now to knocking on doors when I was a 21-year-old kid. So those of you guys in this room with a dream to do something great with your life, and you're kind of average and ordinary, maybe you're not the smartest dude in the world or the biggest dude in the world, but you want to do something great with your life, maybe I can be an example of that. Because I know what it's like not to feel great about what you're doing, to doubt whether you're doing this. And I just got to tell you something. I'm an example this stuff pays off. How many of you have a big dream you want to make come true in your life? Something special you want to do? Okay, me too. And I got bigger ones. Let me tell you what everybody's dream is. Put it in your note. I don't care if you sell pest control, security, solar, insurance. I don't care what it is. Guess what they want? You ready? And guess what you want? You want to be happier. You got to link everything to people's happiness. You think, that's ridiculous. So I'm going to kill some termites. They're going to be happier. Yep. They think if you did pest control, at the end of the day, the greatest influencers get the people want to be happier. All of you want to be happier. You think if I become a millionaire, I'll be happier. If I get that baller jet, I'll be happier. If I'm making 100 grand, I'll be happier. If I lose 30 pounds, I'll be happier. If I protect my family with security, my family will be happier. People want to be happier. A couple ironic things about closing and selling that you may not have ever been told before, but I'm going to tell you. People don't have to believe what you're saying. Is that crazy? People do not have to believe what you're saying. In fact, too many of you spend too much time trying to get people to believe what you're saying. And you come across like a beggar because of it. You seem desperate. Who's ever trained you to get people to believe what you're saying doesn't get influence. There's a subtle difference that the great ones know. And you've probably never been told this before, but I know it. And persuasion is not about getting people to believe what you're saying. You ready? Persuasion is about getting people to believe you believe what you're saying. That's a subtle difference, brother. That's a subtle difference, sister. If you start to think through, I need to get people to believe I believe this, not to get them to believe it. People buy things all the time they don't believe. People buy things all the time they don't understand. That's okay. We want to educate. We want to train. But they don't have to believe everything you're saying. If they have to do that, you're going to look like you're begging all the time. They got to believe you believe it. That's a different intention. The most certain person always influences the less certain person. When you're exchanging with a recruiter or a client, they're either going to close you or you're going to close them. And that's certainty. Certainty is influence. And you can't transfer to me something that you're not experiencing for real. You have to really believe it. You got to really be a crusader. You got to really understand it. When you really believe something, you can transfer that certainty to me. Everybody with me on that? Say yes. This is a huge deal. It's a huge deal that you need to begin to understand that persuasion is they believe you believe what you're saying. I love that most people don't take anything seriously. I love that most people aren't coachable. I love that most people don't do what I teach or that anybody teaches. I love that. That's how certain people win. Half y'all haven't written a damn word down I've said. If you were in my team, I'd slap the hell out of you. I don't say that disrespectfully. I say this as a dipshit who had a Velcroed car. I don't say that talking down to you. I say, wake up! You want to win? You want to be a millionaire? You got to quit being so casual. You walk slow, you talk slow, you implement things slow, you talk a good game. like you're going to be somebody, like you're going to make hundreds of thousands of dollars. You can't even write a note down. You're going to get your ass kicked in business, dude. Business is a sport. It's competitive. You got to get focused and get in a hurry. You're around a dude like me, we will smash your organization. We come to play. We're for real. What are you? Cool? I've seen all kinds of cool guys my whole career. Cool guys go broke. Cool guys have little flashes in the pan. They have a good 2 or 3 years. Players who implement strategies that get focused and intense, they win decades. They win multiple championships. You win for 2 or 3 years. You know how many guys I've known that have made money for 2, 3, 4 years that are ass broke now? You got to win year after year after year to be a player in business. I'm almost 50 years old, man. I was 21 driving that car. It's a Saturday. I spoke yesterday. I land tonight and go speak for Goldie Hawn tonight. Monday I get up, I've got a loaded calendar. I'm after it. I'm not casual. I want to win. You're too damn casual. You hear me? Wake up, brother. I want you to kind of feel like, man, I want to be a multimillionaire. How do these people think? What do they do? What's their attitude like? I have enough humility to talk frankly with you. I'm a Christian, man. I'm your brother. Let me explain what that means to you. I'm no better than you. Same God that made you made me. I don't love my kids more than you love your kids. If you make a couple of these adjustments, man, you could change your life. You could change your family forever. It's not casual. Your family tree. Let's show you know something. You meet somebody wealthy, their family at one point was not wealthy. And then the one shows up. The one. One person changes a family tree forever. In my family, I'm the one. And it wasn't because I wanted it or I hoped for it. Right? Hey, I fought for it. I fight for the inches. Give me the info. Tell me what to tweak. I like that evangelist thing. Man, that stuff about influence is awesome. I thought he was smarter than me. Turns out he's dumber than me. I want to win. I want to fight for my family. I want my mom and dad proud of me. I want my kids proud of me. I want me proud of me. I want to look in the mirror and be happy with the man I look back at. That he gave it everything. That he went for it. Everything he's got. That's what I want for you. I want you to be happy with you, not cool, where you fake it and front it for everybody here. I mean, when you're alone and you're brushing your teeth, you're driving in the car, you look up and go, I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you, brother. I'm proud of you, sister. And you feel it. That's what I want for you. And every once in a while, you need someone to come along and go, come on, let's go. I don't care what level you're at. I'm talking to me as much as I'm talking to you. All kinds of things I ain't doing like I need to be doing. You can change the chapters in the book of your life if you want to. There's a book being written about you. Even if you don't have faith, would you agree someone's probably paying attention to that you're here? Yes or no? Yes? You can decide, you and God, or you, if whatever you believe, you're the author. You can turn the page just like Max did on that golf course. I'm no longer that guy. I'm going to walk different, talk different, think different. It might be a year, 2, 3 before you make your putt. It might be a year, 2, 3, 4 before you get your big win. But you could decide now, I'm going to walk, talk, and be a different person. You decide that. You're the lead character in the story of your life. But too many of you let the what I call the extras of life dictate where you're going. You know the extras, you watch a movie, at the end they got the lead characters. Then at the end it's like cab driver number 2, bouncer number 3. You don't even know their damn names. But in your life, you let those people dictate what you do. You're afraid to knock the door. You're afraid to go for it because cab driver number 2 in your life might reject you. How about you start playing the game for the main characters? Your mom, your dad, your children, you. That's who you play the game for. Y'all hear me? At some point, you got to stop negotiating the price and decide your will to win is not for sale. Here's the truth. Most people's dreams can be bought. With enough failure, with enough rejection, they will sell their children's dreams. They can't still fight. They can get a little bit, but when it gets a little too hot, they go, boom, sold. Buy the dream. You can have it. It's not worth it to me. And their will to win is buyable. You can buy it. With a little success or a whole bunch of failure, most people will sell their will to win. Some of you have sold it because you're making a little bit of money. You don't work like you did when you were making nothing. You're not after it like when you were broke. Now you got your 50, 100, 200, 300, 400 measly dollars a year, $1 million a year. Not to be rude, but that would not pay my jet fuel. And you think you're making a lot of money compared to what? But you sold your win for a little couple success. Some of you will sell your win for some failure. You're probably buyable. But if you decide at this meeting, my will cannot be bought. I don't care how long it takes, you can't buy this dude out. I'll keep fighting for my family. I'm the one. I'm going to change my family tree forever. That's the decision. Decide now. You're going to keep negotiating the price, or can you not be bought? Let me tell you something, man. I have this hallucination that when I die, I'm a Christian. Even though you didn't know it from my language today. God forgive me. I'm a sinner saved by God's grace. Okay? But let me say something to you. I think when I die, when I meet him, he's going to go, well done, good and faithful servant. But I got this other feeling. I think he introduces us to who we were capable of being. Who he made you in his image and likeness. The woman or man you were capable. I think he introduces me. Hey, Ed, I want you to meet this guy right here. This is the man I made you to be. These are the places you could have gone. The experiences you could have had. The people you could have helped. The moments. The memories. The way you feel about you. What you could have had. That's the guy right there. And when I meet that dude, I want to go, man, I've been chasing your ass all my life. All my life. And what I want is him to go, bro, I've been watching you. I'm proud of you, man. You caught me. You did it. You got off track a bunch of times, but you kept getting back on track. Every decision I made was to catch that guy. I don't want to get out of this life when I'm an old man and I'm done here and not have maxed out my life. I'm chasing that dude. And to me, heaven would be you catch him. Hell will be you meet that man you were capable of being and you're total strangers. You want to live with that the rest of eternity? Forever? You didn't become the dude. You didn't have the happiness, the peace, the joy, the sights, the moments, the memories, the contribution, the family pride that you could have had. You need to decide. You want to live forever in heaven or hell? And you get to control that. You get to make those decisions if you'll do all the things that we talked about today. You can change your life. You're in a great industry with great people. This is a great time to be in this economy. And if this Velcroed together Mercedes driving dude can do it, so can you. So can you. The question is whether or not you'll have the courage to step up and fight for your family and do something great. And if you're willing to fight, follow me on social and I'll help you with the fight. It would be my honor to stand with you, man, and your family and just help out a little bit. If I can give you some strength, some inspiration, some tactics, some stuff on the brain, some strategies, I'm here to help you, dude, because we need you to do something great with your life. You were born to do something special with your life. You're not average. You're not ordinary. You were born to do something extraordinary. Amen? Yeah. I'm over on my time. God bless you. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, guys, thanks for sticking around. If you'd like more, click the videos right here. They're exactly what you need to see next. And if you're new here, hit subscribe and become a part of the Max Out community. And tell me what you think about the videos in the comments below. I read all of them every week, and I select winners that get all kinds of prizes, gear, coaching calls with me. Make a comment.